You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
We're going to spend a few minutes right now talking with a well-known physician here in Napa. Dr. Eric Grigsby is joining me via telephone this morning, and we're going to find out about N3 Labs here in Napa. Dr. Grigsby, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Barry. How's things with you?
Well, you know, can't complain. Life is just great for all of us these days, isn't it?
Well, it's a pretty big challenge.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Well, I wanted to talk about just the lab testing and getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday and what we can do to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's great content. Tell us first, what is N3 Labs?
Thanks for asking. As you and maybe some of your listeners know, I've been practicing here in Napa for 31 years now. Mm-hmm. And my specialty is not in infectious disease or immunology, but it's been in pain. I'm an anesthesiologist. But one of our businesses in the service side is N3 Laboratories, and we provide a lot of various laboratory services, one of which, starting in July this year, has been that we pivoted pretty strongly towards to COVID testing with all the different methods.
And so when we say COVID testing now, that means a lot of different things, and we talk about a lot of this on the show. I got the test back when it was the long swab, and then they went to the shorter swab. And now we hear about same day, we hear about saliva testing, all different kinds of things. Which of those is N3 Labs focused on?
Well, that's a good question. So the short swab is a lot more popular than the long swab. I'll tell you that for sure. But our testing is really the gold standard, which is the so-called PCR testing. We also, with the mid-turbinate swab, they call it, so sort of short swab. But that tells you if you have the virus today. It's a very highly accurate, very sensitive and specific test to determine if a person has enough of the virus in their, you know, pharynx, in their nose, and in their respiratory tract to cause an infection or to spread to others. So that's the main test. We also have the serology test, which tells you if you have the antibodies to the virus from a previous infection. And that's a blood test, so it's a tiny bit more complicated, as everyone knows. But those two are really the gold standards. And, as we prepare for the Thanksgiving holiday, our lab is inundated with questions, and so I thought it would be great to get a minute to talk to you and your listeners about really how to prepare for a safe Thanksgiving. That's really the main topic.
Yeah, absolutely on target. So take us through that. What's step one?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Well, so as I mentioned, the testing is really great for telling if you have the virus or have an infection today that will potentially affect you or that might affect other people. There are a couple of facts about COVID that have become really clear that are important to keep in mind. One is that about 30% of people who have enough virus in their respiratory tract to infect other people. So about 30% of people who can infect other people in the community, like family members around the Thanksgiving table, about 30% are asymptomatic, so they have no fever, no cough, no runny nose, no nothing. And so there's no real way other than testing to be sure that you don't have the virus, right? So that's the value, one of the pieces of value of testing. But that's one important piece of information about COVID. The second important fact about COVID is that after you're exposed, it takes up to 7 days for most of the people, almost all people, by 7 days after they've been exposed, show the virus. And so either by infection, active infection, or we can tell by testing if they have enough of the virus to transmit to other people. And so this is the challenge with Thanksgiving, is that we all need to prepare right this minute, starting today. We need to prepare because it's about 7 days before Thanksgiving. So we need to start preparing today to have a safe Thanksgiving. And what preparing means really is quarantining, is doing a really tight job of staying away from other people, wearing a good mask, an N95 or KN95 mask, as often as possible in the work environment. You know, do your best to stay away from people, even if you're outside, and wear a mask. Because this 7-day lead time for the virus means that if you're tested on Monday and you're negative, it doesn't really predict that Thursday you'll still be okay.
Yeah.
So the best way to do it is just to be super tight on social distancing and wearing the mask and staying out of groups. And really, you know, I don't mean to be negative about our businesses, right? But for the next few days, really out of the grocery stores as best you can, once a week shopping, and just really tighten everything up so that by next Thursday, you know, there's a low likelihood that you've been exposed.
Mm. That is some really solid advice. I have a Facebook friend who's a medical professional in Sonoma County, and I saw a couple of days ago she posted what she was going to do starting on the 16th was her plan for isolation, and anybody who was going to she was going to see on Thanksgiving had to follow that plan or she wasn't going to see them. So really taking it seriously.
I think we should. I'm sorry to interrupt. I think we really should. And so the reason that I thought it was really important, and thanks for the time this morning to have this conversation, is that, you know, in California, in Napa especially, you know, we've just gone to the purple level, which means we've really had a strong uptick in the number of positive tests, and we've seen that in our lab. And then nationwide, we're just on this super fast inflection, you know, so-called inflection point, where the number of people with the virus is going up very, very, very fast. And of course, Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays are, you know, one of the great fun of Thanksgiving and Christmas is that we merge bubbles. You know, we merge our families and we finally get together. The problem is merging bubbles in the COVID era when we're in such a hot time of infection, you know, is a really ripe time to get a lot of people, you know, inadvertently, you know, exposed and infected with the virus. And so it's just super important to tighten up like your friend said.
Yeah. Medical professionals tend to be, in general, taking this more seriously than a lot of people in the general public. And I have to trust in that. That's because you've seen the consequences of this disease. Part of it seems like the public messaging problem is you'll often hear people say, here in Napa, for example, I don't know anyone who's had it. I don't know anyone who's been sick from it. Do you run into that, some of that skepticism?
Well, sure we do, you know, and it's part of the challenge with any medical condition. You know, everybody knows the story of, you know, crazy Uncle Charlie that smoked and drank and lived to 90.
Right.
But, you know, that's the exception, right? And so infections are odd, and this particular virus is really challenging because it really does affect people differently, and we're going to find that there's a genetic basis for who it affects and who it doesn't affect in the very, you know, the really serious ways. We obviously know that with older people with medical troubles, it's really challenging. It's a respiratory virus, so it affects your respiratory system primarily, but we know it has a lot of other effects too. And the challenge with making good decisions based on your personal observation is that, that if something is relatively rare, you may not see it personally, but yet it's affecting a whole bunch of people in your community. And that's what we see in Napa. And in the worst cases, I'll tell you, at the worst cases at Queen of the Valley, we have several admissions now, with patients with respiratory failure with COVID. And those patients get sick. They get sick fast. And and there's not a lot of things we can do for them. We have a couple of therapeutics now, but we really don't have the answer once you're admitted to the ICU. And, you know, we just want to keep people out of that situation. And, you know, the basic idea of COVID is just to prevent spreading it to people that are vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't want to get it ourselves, but we don't want to give it to grandma and grandpa over the holidays. That's the main thing.
Yeah. So we're talking here with Dr. Eric Grigsby from N3 Labs here in Napa. We were talking a few minutes ago about the rapid result test that you're offering. Now, can somebody schedule this right now? If, like you were saying, we're a week out from Thanksgiving, I'm going to get a test now, know if I'm clean. How does that happen? What does it cost? Is it covered by insurance? All those basics.
Well, really good question. So our lab is a local lab, you know, so we try to be a little more responsive to our community than some of the big players, you know, national labs. But if you go to napacovid.com, if any of your listeners want to go to napacovid.com, You can schedule a test, and there are three ways to do it. The most common, by far the most common way, is to do it through your insurance, and there's a registration portal. You can just give your insurance information. All insurances, including Kaiser, cover COVID testing now. Kaiser covers it even outside of the Kaiser system if that's the best place for you to get the test and make good decisions. And so NapaCOVID.com will tell you what to do. We also have two other options because we're kind of local and we can be more responsive. We have two options for guaranteed 24-hour turnaround. And so if we don't get the test back to you in 24 hours, which we expect to, but there won't be any charge for it. And then we have a third level of service, really, the same test, but a third level of service where we can get the test back to you within 3 hours. And we have a lot of our, you know, honestly, our business customers who have to go get on an airplane this afternoon kind of urgently or what have you, and they need a test this afternoon. And so we have the ability to do that in 3 hours' time. And that's, you know, again, at NapaCOVID.com. And all the information's there. And we have a team of people you can email through the website, too, and talk to you about, you know, how to get the test. And if you have any trouble, let us know. We also, in the beginning, we had a partnership, which we still do, with Napa Valley Vendors. And Lydia Mondavi helped us out a lot organizing to make sure and address the needs of farm workers. So we have an option for people who are not insured. So if you're not insured and you feel as though you need to get a COVID test, you go to our website. There's an option there to call our office and schedule a test, and we'll do it without any charge to you. So if you don't have insurance, and especially if you work in the Napa Valley hospitality industry or the grape growing and winemaking industry, we want to support you because, you know, it's the service industries that have really taken a hit and still really struggling. So we want to be some help to you.
Boy, that is that's outstanding, and that's badly needed. I was just going to ask about the new airline restrictions, and there seems to be, I think there's going to be a movement. We heard something from Ticketmaster last week, you know, looking ahead, not right now for Thanksgiving, but in a few months, there's going to be lots of different things that are going to be allowable if you can prove you're COVID clear, right? So this process of the frequent and rapid testing that's not too expensive is going to be really important, I would guess, for maybe another year?
I think so, Barry. I mean, you know, there's a lot of excitement about the virus vaccine the last couple of days, you know, but and the science behind that looks really promising, really solid. But, you know, it's just realistically, it just is going to take a while to get the vaccines produced in high volume, to get them distributed, you know, to get them. Just imagine if we have to, we're 75,000 people in the city of Napa going to go in a short period of time to get the vaccine, right? So we haven't distributed. So it's going to be some months is my point. And I think it's going to be, you know, these are all just speculations, but it's going to be well into next summer, you know, before we feel reasonably comfortable about the distribution of the vaccine and so on. So we're in this for a while longer.
Yeah. Outstanding. Dr. Eric Grigsby from N3 Labs. And again, the web address, NapaCOVID.com. That's really simple. You can find out all about these rapid testings and the antibody test as well. Dr. Grigsby, thanks for your time today. Really good content. And we might be in touch again down the road.
Pleasure, Barry. Happy to talk to you. It's good to see you.
You too. Take care.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.